So welcome to Local News and Features. It's Timbo with you. Now we're going to kick everything off with a little bit differently as Kath is going to read intimately a few little stories on her own. And then I might pop in and read one or two with her at the end. So the headlines from Kath are for this batch number one.
Stoke-on-Trent charity to shut after 38 years. Dangerous driving arrest as police and paramedics at North Staffordshire crash. Hanley B&M safe as council to make decision over Blackburn House. 150 flats plan.
Amazing. Well, they sound all very different and quite interesting. So over to you, Kath.
Okay. Stoke-on-Trent charity is to shut after 38 years. It shuts at the end of April. A charity is shutting after 38 years. Savannah supports survivors of sexual violence across Staffordshire, but the Hanley charity will disappear from April the 30th due to a lack of funding. In a social media post to supporters, the charity stated, "It is with immense sadness that we announce the closure of Savannah after over 38 years of dedicated service to survivors of sexual violence from across Staffordshire. Despite tireless efforts to secure the funding needed to continue our vital work, we have been unable to do so, leaving us no choice but to close our doors. All services will cease from April the 30th, 2025. This is a devastating loss for our community. For nearly four decades, we have stood alongside survivors, offering support, advocacy, and a safe place to heal. To every person who has trusted us with their experiences, we thank you from the bottom of our hearts. Your courage has been and will always be at the core of everything we stand for. We also want to recognise the extraordinary dedication of our staff and volunteers, past and present. Their unwavering commitment, compassion and resilience have made a profound difference in the lives of so many. The impact of their work cannot be overstated, and we are forever grateful for their service. While our organisation might be closing, the need for support for survivors remains urgent. We can only hope that our community, policymakers and funders will recognise this gap and work towards ensuring that no survivor is left without help. This is not the ending we ever wanted, and our hearts are heavy with the weight of this loss. Thank you for being part of our journey, for believing in our mission, and for standing with survivors. Sexual violence survivors can call Staffordshire Survive on 0300 330 5959 or the National Rape Crisis 24-hour helpline on 0808 500 2222 after April the 30th. Dangerous driving arrest as police and paramedics at North Staffordshire smash. Two people were taken to hospital. Police have arrested a man on suspicion of dangerous driving after a smash in North Staffordshire left two casualties in hospital. Emergency services were scrambled to Cemetery Road in Silverdale, where two cars had collided. Now the driver of one of the cars involved has been arrested. Stoke-on-Trent Live reported how Sunday afternoon's smash resulted in both drivers involved, a man and a woman, being taken to the Royal Stoke University Hospital with potentially serious injuries. Officers sent to the scene say the collision involved a black Audi and a red Citroen. Police say the Citroen driver, a woman in her 60s, suffered injuries not thought to have been life-changing or life-threatening at this time. Staffordshire Police have now confirmed that the Audi driver, a man in his 50s, was arrested on suspicion of drink driving and causing serious injury by dangerous driving. The alarm had been raised at around 2:35 p.m. A spokesman for West Midlands Ambulance Service said, "We were called to reports of a two-car road traffic collision at the junction of Cemetery Road and Park Road. Two ambulances attended the scene. The drivers of both cars, a man and a woman, were assessed by ambulance staff. Both were found with potentially serious injuries and were given treatment at the scene. before being taken to the Royal Stoke University Hospital for further checks. The force says the man arrested has since been released under investigation. Witnesses are asked to call the force on 101 and quote incident 343 of March the 16th. Hanley B&M safe as council to make decision over Blackburn House flats plan. The plans would not affect the B&M store on the ground floor of the Hanley building. Plans to turn a vacant 11-storey office block into 130 flats are set to be rubber stamped. The proposed conversion of Blackburn House in Hanley would see the upper 10 floors of the old Hall Street tower block converted from offices into self-contained apartments. But the plans would not affect the B&M store on the ground floor of the building, which has a separate entrance. The offices at Blackburn House have been empty since HM Revenue and Customs closed down its Stoke-on-Trent office in 2019. A change of use planning application was submitted to Stoke-on-Trent City Council last year, stating that there had been no demand for the office space for years. As a result, the applicant, Mr. Sampson, lodged plans to bring the building back into use as housing by creating a total of 121 bed and 10 three-bed flats. Today, on March the 19th, members of the planning committee will meet at 10 a.m. to rule on the application. Councillors are recommended to approve the scheme by City Council planners. A report to members states the application proposes a change of use from former office floor space to residential units. Access for future residents will be via the building's existing ground floor entrance lobby located off Old Hall Street. It is noted that there is no direct vehicular access to the site entrance, nor are there any opportunities for on-site parking. Essentially, this will be a car-free development. The site occupies a highly sustainable location within close proximity to a broad range of city centre facilities, including Hanley Bus Station, which serves as the city's primary bus interchange, offering multiple services to destinations through the city and beyond. The site is also well served by local cycle routes and has good connectivity to the cycle network throughout the city. Both cycle and bus travel options offer relatively easy access to from Stoke-on-Trent train station. Noise surveys were conducted at two locations on the existing building.